going to drive me crazy. I can only move so much.
FM, West Indian.
Damn, DJ Nicholas. It's called Rhythms of the Caribbean. Hey. Hey. I can't make the great. This is Shadow. Shadow. Bim 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 bum bum bim 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 bum bum bam bim bum. Lord of his mercies. Enjoying the sounds of Trinidad and Tobago. I don't know how this girl get inside me, but damn, she's inside. Soca music. That's it, folks. It's 6 o'clock, and when the clock says 6 o'clock, we gotta go elsewhere. I see my guest is there today. Boy, I mean, I enjoy myself so much that I mean, don't know which button to press, you know. Drew, press some button there and make we start work. I see. Let me stop the music over here. Sir. No. All right. Serious. Let me get going. This is a music that I wanted to play because I'll be talking to this young man. It's called The Waymaker. With one of the finest vocalists in Canada. I'll rewind it gently and come again, Mr. Tony Anthony. The sounds of love on CKUT, this is how we do it. Because we're going to talk to him. I want you to go on your Zoom at the moment. 801-684-8199 is the meeting. If you want to see what he looks like and you ladies going to drool a minute or two. All right. So I'm going to rewind it again. After you have done the meeting, the passcode is capital letters CKUT 94. No, CKUT. Okay, Jewel, you may load up. Tony Anthony, one of the finest vocalists coming out of the beautiful country of Canada. I nearly said Jamaica, but of course he came from Jamaica. That's why he said, don't say that stretch. Drew is going to slap you when he sees you. But one of the finest vocalists, I say this, I say that, because you know, say me love me singers when it comes to singers. So I'm going to rewind again, doing something that simply called The Waymaker, and then I'm going to shut up and then I'm going to speak to him. Sounds of CKUT 90.3 FM. Hey, I wish I could sing like this.
You are here.
Here we go.
Moving in moments. I worship you.
Yes, Tony.
You are here.
I hear you, brother.
Working in this place. I worship.
Brand new.
I worship you.
Lord of his mercies.
Waymaker, miracle worker.
Here we go.
Promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are.
Lord of his mercies.
Waymaker, miracle worker.
Sweet is the word.
Light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are.
You know, before I introduce Tony to you, I just want to say condolences to the Basil family from Bill Daniels and the crowd in Maypen.
I worship you.
This is a brother, Tony.
My God,
I worship. Hey, Tony, let me chat to you, yes, man. Lord God, me call me. Hey, who tell you for record this kind of music, yeah? Because, you know, you rub me sweet, and me can't deal with it. Talk to me, Tony Anthony.
Well, it's Chitty. Are you my brother? Are you hearing me well?
May I hear you well, sir? May I hear you too well, too? Because what? Right now, me want you to tell me who tell you for Waymaker. Who tell you for record this?
I have this friend, in Brother Inspirational Henry. He's in New York. He was a very good friend of mine for many years. Actually, he was a sound DJ, you know, and he turned Christian now.
Oh, yeah, so that's
he
good.
So he heard this song and he said to me, well, he knew the song for a while. And he sent it to me and said, Tony, record the song and I rig it. Come here, tell you. It fit your voice and I will do a great, great, great rendition. When he sent it to me, I didn't even know the song. Even though the song was like out from 2015, was like a million seller. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It was a huge hit for Snatch. Snatch, a lady from Nigeria, who wrote the song and sang the song.
I have it, you know. Mind me boss it by, you know.
you know, sister, the song was number one on Billboard for 12 weeks. First song to do that.
Yes.
In the gospel section.
Yes.
So I say, you know what? So I call my virgin. I feel Joseph is a top class producer in Toronto here. And so I feel make a produce this song. And when he heard it, he said, yes. I just went in the studio and did this and released it. And to be honest, the feedback has been amazing.
Yes, because it's a beautiful song. Beautifully done. You know what I mean? I not because you're sitting across from me, but, you know, I've heard voices all my life. Trust me. I've heard John Jones from Tomorrow's Children. I've heard, I could go naming them. And you're one of the few who is in the top 10 of my list when it comes to singing.
Thank you very much,
I honestly feel you'd sing anything and it would sound good. But this one, you kind of went into it and sort of dug up the feelings that people of my age would say, yes, this is our song. And I love it. And I thank you very much. You know, I kind of play it too much. You and Gramps Morgan kind of get me sometime that may just have to play on the music. You know what I mean?
Coming from you, knowing your background in music and knowing...
What do you know about Stretch? Hey, Drew, don't listen. Drew, don't listen, okay? What do you know about... just kidding,
well, a lot of people know Stretch a big singer from a long time, you know, even before we get into music. Stretch a big singer from Clarendon.
Oh, you know that.
Vocalist, you know. You know, see, but trust me, you want to know about me. I know about you too. So when I speak to people like Willie Lindo. Your name come up. You know,
Willie Lindo is one of the original guitarists in the band when we start singing. And him used to come, don't go so high, go so high. Hey, see, oh my God. It's
amazing
like, on the talking behind my back, that's why my ears are ringing. No, I'm only kidding. Tony Anthony, let's talk about you because you're on the floor. You can't hide, regardless whether you want slide towards Stretch or not. Now, I just gotta, you know, I want the people to know who they're talking to, who they're listening to. Give me a little background. Birth date, a place of birth.
Well, I'm from a district in St. Catherine called Grove Farm.
Grove Farm
is situated. Yes, Grove Farm. You know Gutters?
Yes, me know Grove Farm too, but explain it to people.
Yeah, man. So I am like 3 miles out of Olaba. Going west and going east to Kingston. I'm 11 miles out of Spanish Town, right on the main road.
Good.
That's where Grove Farm is. We are up a mango tree up on the roadside. You know
so Grove Farm, there? Any listeners out there who can write back to the parish council and tell them who produce a great singer. Now, let me ask you this. How did Grove Farm singer come about?
Well, I have six sisters and two brothers. Nine of us grew up together.
Hold on, man.
My father.
Hold on. Uh-huh. Your father never played like a cricket or soccer or anything?
No, but he was a great singer. He was a church. He was a church lead and a great singer.
Nice.
Yes, he was and a great singer. So I guess most of us got that talent from him, right? So when we were younger, he used to tell us we couldn't go outside and play like everybody else. He said, enough of uno, stay in our yard and play amongst yourself. You understand?
That was his makes rule. Makes sense.
Right? So most of what we did, because we never knew so singing was that a big thing. We just loved to sing and keep concerts. So we always kept concerts amongst ourselves. But I didn't even know I could sing, you know, but good or whatever you call it. You know what I mean? So skipping that, no, I went to Veer Technical High School in Clarendon.
What?
You know what I mean? So, yeah, man, I have Veer Tech, man.
Yeah, man, nice.
So it was when I was before that, I used to, you know, sing and whatever. But before Veer Technical, yes, I went to Veer Technical and they had a concert. But I knew I could, you know, they had a concert that they called Family Day where students would sing for their family who came on that Saturday to see. So they'd put an audition and I said, you know, I'm going to sing, you know. And I went to sing. And when I went on stage, I rehearsed with Glenn Washington Band that came. Name and Faces. You know Name and Faces, right?
Oh, you mean it's a story with me and Names and Faces. Yes.
So Name and Faces came. Name and Faces came and Glenn was the drum at the time.
Who?
And I sang.
Glenn,
I
yes.
Glenn
yes.
Washington, yes. So I sang at the, we didn't even rehearse, you know. I just told them I'm going to do Loving Arms. If you could see me now.
Yes.
That was a song then. That
but that's how bands were in them days, you know, because we rehearse everything. We play everything.
So backstage, there was the guitarist come and say, pitch it for me. I'm going to pitch it. I was on our original keys. It was good. And I sang Elvis Presley, The Wonder of You, Touch It.
Hold on there, man. Hold on there, Tony. Sing two cards out of the Elvis Presley, maybe.
When no one else can understand me.
Oh, God.
When everything I do is wrong.
What?
You give me hope and consolation.
What?
You give me strength to carry on.
Shut up, sir.
And
shut
you up. Always there to lend a hand in everything I do. That's the wonder.
Hey, let me tell you something, folks, for those of you who are just joining us. That is a real Jamaican singer, you hear? Because in those days we sang everything that was played on the radio.
Exactly.
My God, Tony, I know you could sing, but Lord, Presley must have turned in over angry.
Well, it's a stretch. Before you go any further, you see, you know,
mm-hmm.
You're talking about it like Tony Anton can sing, you know. You have to take in Tony Anthony life on stage. Not bragging, say, but wait, it's when you take in Tony Anthony on stage, people don't hear you talk about it yet. You understand me?
So yeah, but you know.
When I do live show straight, I did cabaret back in Jamaica, you know, so you understand. So we sang everything. So until this day, when I do shows, I have to do all kind of music. You know what I mean? So people are always leaving wanting more because that's my purpose on stage. I'm going to make you want to see me again. I'm going to make you
well,
want
to see
idea,
me again. Well, that was the idea, you know. That was the idea. I remember they had a guy from a band called Tomorrow's Children, John Jones. When John Jones leave the stage, we had to listen. We wanted to hear more of him. You know what I mean?
I met him when I was a kid. I used to rehearse in Spanish, don't you know? So I know John Jones' father was a canon, was a preacher, man. Canon Jones.
That's, damn. I better be careful so what I tell you, man.
John Jones was one of my favorite singers when he did...
John Jones.
Yeah, man. And he did a song called Where Did the Children Play? I think that
yes, Tomorrow's Children.
Yeah,
so,
man, great singer.
So that means then, in Jamaica, you were at a level that you could command these kind of songs? I mean, how old were you then?
I was like, okay, when I went to high school, I was like 13. So that was this. What I'm talking about, Glenn Washington was about 13, 14 year old. First year in high school.
Right.
So let me finish the Glenn Washington thing. So at the time of the show now, I didn't even know I was that good, to be honest with you. You know? But when I went on stage at the band start playing, man, and I did the Elvis Presley one first, and the children, the friend them start go crazy, all the teacher them start go crazy. And so I start feeling energy, you know. So I had a jean suit, you know, the shirt and the what do you call it? The one over like the you push the short sleeve one there.
Me
I had one of those.
Me no know. You attacked the worst dresser.
When the rules glick, let me take it off. I fling it at the crowd. Be a superstar. But when me touch now, Loving Arms, which was the biggest tune at that time.
Yes.
One of the biggest tunes. It done, man.
Which one are the Loving Arms? Give me two lines.
Now, wanna say she rather be alone. You know one there?
Yes. Yes.
If you could only see me now.
If you could only.
I've been too long in the wind. Too long.
Go on, Anthony, you're too bad. But, you know, I'm glad to hear that because people don't know what it was like to be in that era. But moving along from that era, and ventured and you traveled to beautiful Toronto, Canada. You were singing with a band. That's when I first heard about Tony Anthony. What was the name of the band? Yeah.
No, before the Canada band, I was with a band called Crucial Vibes from Jamaica.
Crucial Vibes, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, Crucial Vibes. The first time I came to Canada was 1983, to be honest, you know. The World Universal game is Ed Banton. Oh. We represented Jamaica there. That was an amazing time. And then a couple of years after, I came on tour to Toronto with Peter Metro and those people. So that was about 87, 80, the first time I toured in Toronto, the Crucial Vibes. So we came here, I made a name. Actually, we won. When we went back to Jamaica that year, we were voted.
That was a nice band, boy. I heard them at Ontario Place. If it's
we were voted the best reggae band in Jamaica at the time. We beat our Light Parks and all those people. We were number one. Barry G and them voted me. The Urban was number one. Cause we came to Canada, we toured all over the place, and we were doing great work. So after that, now I migrated to Canada in the early 90s. And to be honest, the night when I came here, you know, I called a few guys who I knew here could play me. I said, "Yo, I'm gonna start a band right away." So that's when we found the band called Tactics.
Tactics. That's what I'm trying to remember a long time. Mm-hmm. I remember sorry, Tony. I came to Toronto and I was playing in a club, Dunktown. And my friend take me there, my friend Lenny take me at this club and believe you me, man. I couldn't believe the band. I said, "But wait, me left Viscount's band in Jamaica and me come here, come find it." Because the band is wicked.
Let me get a drama now, because when I came here, and most of the bands in Toronto were just playing reggae.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Everybody just had to play straight reggae. Tactics had to play everything.
When we came here now, it's like I said, there was Jamaica Day was just starting out, the Jamaica Day. And I knew the owner of the one who were on Jamaica Day. And I said to him, they had a concert at the time at some club, promoting Jamaica Day. Yeah. And I said to him, "We come here free. Just give it 20 minutes. And they said, "All right." And that 20 minutes changed everything in Toronto. You know the first time we played that evening, man? That time we have a club named Club Paradise, packed, you know. And when the man said, "Ladies and gentlemen, Tactics." You know the song we start with in Stretch?
No.
"Don't go changing.
Wicked.
Never let me down." It done. It was over.
Finish.
It was over.
Because them days, when a band play, when I grew up in, the guitarist would have sit down and work out every key, every breathing.
That is a concept. That is a concept we had in Tactics, right? That's the same concept we had.
Yes.
Artists come out. I would send the songs to the band members weeks before. And they would learn this. So when they come to rehearsal, everybody know what they
might do. Everybody so know what they might do. So you move from Tactics, and whatever happened to that band? Because I often wondered, whatever happened to Tactics?
Well, you know, I'd use seven brothers, seven different minds. After a while, I was the one who left. I left, and then when I left, you know, I mean, when we left, it was in the Jamaica Green and all them things. So Tactics was blooming. Tactics was touring Canada, you know.
Yes,
we were on,
yes.
Like, all the national stations, CBC, CNC, you know, TTV, everywhere. And we were representing. We got all over Canada performing. And we were doing in commercials and much music. Man. That's how we were growing. But so an incident happened, and you know what? I can't play music in a certain way. Because if you're my brother, we are playing music for 20 years, and some stranger can come and make you do all kind of things.
I know that feeling. Yeah.
You know what I mean? To me, if we get rich, we're going to kill ourselves then. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I kind of back out of it. And they went out for a while, and then,
the thing is, when, you know, we were in a band called Viscounts from Maypin, and then it came to, we were in a spoiled band, really, and we enjoyed ourselves, because it wasn't for money, you know. We came to Montreal here, and the drummer was here, the bass player was here, the keyboard player was here, so the same names and faces, you know, part of them was here. So we put it together and was enjoying life. But like you say, when one link, you can't replace that link. And That's what happened with the band, and that's what happened with Tactics with you and them. But so
the,
you moved.
Go ahead, finish your thought. Yeah, so actually, when I moved on from Tactics, I started doing dance music, and Electric Circus and City TV, and we went out to England, Europe, doing club music, because I started singing dance music. Then this girl called Rosemary Stewart, we formed a group called After Dark, and we did an album, and two singles from the album, Runway, and the club scene, and all them things, you know what I mean? So you'll see me out, them time you see me up on Electric Circus with Monica Diola and them people, they're like, hey, woo! I do dance music like crazy, you know? I still have videos on VHS from them. She was
them was so, disco days?
Not disco, it was, you see what they call EDM now? It was called dance music in those days, you know? And I was a part of it for about 2 years. But you know, reggae music is a foundation of what I love still. I love reggae music.
Mm-hmm. It's your foundation. What you got about it? You can't do none. You know, it's two of us that does this show, and I don't know where he's hiding, but I want the young guy to ask you some questions and question you.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Drew, where are you? He's hiding. He went somewhere to do whatever he's doing. But I really want him to ask you some questions, because he always come up with some question that I can't think about. But tell me about this young lady, Amoy, that you did this song, did a song with in Toronto. Because my brother has been telling me about Amoy. Who is this young lady? Sorry about that, Tony. Who is this young lady, Amoy? Tony?
She's from Clarendon.
Sorry, I didn't turn up your thing. Who is Amoy? Talk to me about Amoy.
So Amoy is from Clarendon. She's from Alsall in Clarendon. You know Alsall?
Mister, me know the whole of Clarendon like the back of my hand, man.
Yeah, so she's from there, and she came to Canada a few years ago. A long time she's there. But she has been doing her music for a while, and she's very good. Very good artist, and she's willing to learn, and you know, she's not full of herself and all that. And then she's been doing shows, and her career has been growing.
You know, what happened to me, how I get to know about this young lady, Amoy, is I love the name, too. You're going to have to set me up, give me her phone number and things so we can call her and do an interview like this. What happened to Amoy was, I just got a text from Drew. He said, God, I enjoying this interview. You and Tony seems to have one another business on the up front. So leave Drew alone. I talk to Drew. I vex with Drew. Anyway, no, what Amoy was, Tony was saying, he said, you never hear about Amoy? I said, no, not really.
She's good, man. She's one of the best. She's one of the best artists, period, in the reggae music.
Beautiful singer, man.
Anyway, she's a beautiful...
All right, can we listen a little bit to Amoy?
Definitely, bro.
All right. This is Amoy from out of Toronto, Canada, via Clarendon.
She don't give a damn about your Benjamin Franklins. She wants a reaper.
Along.
She don't really care how you spend.
Along with Tony Anthony.
How you treat her. And she just wants a friend to be there when she opens her eyes in the morning. Cause that's how you talk to a woman. That's how you speak to a girl. That's how you get with a lady who's worth more than anything in your own world. You better respect her mama. Respect the hell out of her. Cause that's how you talk.
You gotta respect the hands.
That's how you speak.
Respect the love. This is Amoy along with Tony Anthony. His voice is coming up. Listen to him now.
She don't give a damn about your pride, all your lies that you're hiding behind.
Ah, the voice. voice of my guest.
She just wanna feel that you're real, that she's near to the man that's
damn. He's talking to her.
No need to hear, she's a queen on a throne.
She's a queen on a throne.
She just wants you to say what you mean, and to me everything.
Damn, Tony, this song is lovely, brother. I mean, my God. I'm flabbergasted. No, I love that. I love that. You know, there's another song that I love too, and where is it? Where is it? I'm trying. You know, I'm trying to find it.
Oh,
oh yeah. His name is Tony Anthony. Sweetest sounds coming out to Toronto, Canada.
Wasn't looking for a thing. I was just about to bounce when I saw this lady. Then I said to myself,
damn. Let me talk to this man, boy. Because, oh, Jesus. Them woman I want here. Tony, Drew, you have something you want to say to Tony? Why I'm not hearing you, Drew?
Yeah, I'm not hearing me either.
I stretch.
Oh, well, now yes. We know. Drew, talk to the younger guy than this old man. Let's hear what you have to say to the older guy.
You know, I'm really enjoying this interview.
I know. You text me?
While listening to it, I'm just trying to figure out because Tony Anthony, he's reminding me, he's looking a lot like Richie Stevens.
I'm tired of hearing that.
Oh, you hear that before?
All the time.
Oh,
I'm
shit.
To Richie all the time.
Yeah, you have his number, figure. Richie Stevens? We want to talk to him too, you know.
I can get a link for you too, no problem. Just tell me what you want.
Anyway, on a talk, but just I run up my head.
Yeah, and while listening, you know, I mean, I'm listening to him singing, and I'm just trying to figure out, you know, what I mean, if I had to compare him to another vocalist, who would it be? You know, what I mean, and looking like Richie Stevens, I would love to compare him to Richie Stevens, but it's just not happening. You know, because I mean? he has his own unique style.
Yes, he does.
Thank you.
Wicked style.
Yeah. So how long you been in Canada, Tony?
I've been here since 1991. I came here, a young person. I came here a long time ago, almost 30 years now, to be exact.
Whoa!
Yeah, I living in this frigid climate. How do you stop keep it, Drew?
I didn't hear the last part.
I say, living in this frigid climate, how do you keep your reggae vibe going?
It's very challenging, to be honest with you, you know, very challenging, because, you see, when I was in Jamaica doing reggae, doing music was the only thing I did at that time, you understand? Well, no, not the only thing. My father had properties in St. Catharines, so I used to be a farmer. So I would farm one thing, I make my personal money, so I could take time to do music. So, but here it's kind of different, because you have to have a 9-to-5, you know what I mean? And to compete with what's going on in Jamaica and the rest of the world, it's kind of rough, kind of hard. But because I'm persistent and I know what I'm blessed with, and I know I can't just give up all the years that I've put into this, I can't just give up and leave it. So, as I say, it's been tough. But you know, over the years, I've made a name for myself. You know, I've toured Europe, I have toured South America. I've been around the world, and people, I have a nice little following that when I put out stuff, you know, people, you know, respond to it very nicely. So, you know, I'm going on. It's getting there. I'm going.
Yeah, and growing up in Jamaica, who's some of the artists that you like to listen to, and you know, I mean, you respect coming up in the business?
Well, okay, yes, my mother was the reason for me to even start loving music a certain way. My dad went to the States for a while, and he used to send back all these music to my mom, and we had a record player in our house, and I would spin the records, and every Sunday she'd get up to clean the house. She'd be playing the Spinners, the Manhattans, you know what I mean, the Teddy Pendergrass, and those are the people I grew up listening to be honest. Because my family was a Seventh-day Adventist, so too much reggae wasn't played in the house, to be honest with you. So I had to, it's most North American singers I was, I used to sing alike and try to be like the Teddy Pendergrass and the man, I tried to sing like them, you know, the OJs, I tried to sing like those guys. And then eventually, you know, I started hearing Jimmy Cliff and Bob Marley and Delroy Wilson, all those guys. And, you know, the thing just spread. And once I hear an artist and they're good, I stick to them and I try to learn from them and all of that, you understand? So I had a vast amount of different arts from different genres that I look up to growing up.
Yeah, and as a young kid growing up, listening to all those genres, which was your favorite song to sing?
Back in the day, well, I had so much favorite at the time.
Yes.
I know. Stand By Me was a song that my mom used to play all the time. Yes. When the night has come, those type of songs I used to sing those boom, all the time.
Boom,
and
boom.
The end is done, you know what I mean? And turn off the lights. Mm. Teddy Pendergrass and all them things. Yes, Al Green was my god, man. Al Green was one of my favorite, you know, because, you know, when Al Green is singing, man, and put feelings in it, you know?
Yes.
So yeah, I had a lot of these great singers that I used to look up to and try to emulate in a lot of ways.
Yeah, and I could hear it in your voice because, like I said before, I'm just sitting here and I'm trying to, like, pinpoint your voice, and I could hear a lot of that soul in it. That's why, you know what I mean, looking like Richie Stevens, sounding a little bit like Richie Stevens, but you still have your own identity. Yeah, man, do you remember your first recording?
No, I don't. The first time I went to studio and did a recording, I'm trying to remember. I don't remember it enough. To be honest, I don't remember it, but I remember doing it. I was very young. And it got a lot of airplay in Florida because, you remember, this guy used to be in Florida at the time, Stretch. He used to play reggae music all the time. I forget his name. He's dead now. He was a radio DJ back in Florida. And one time, my brother-in-law went and
I know who you're talking. He's not Jamusa.
And came back and said, "Why are you too foreign, you know?" But to be honest, I'm going to do some research and try to find that song, you know, because I don't remember the title or anything. But the first time I remember me recording was doing over Rod Stewart, "If You Think I'm Sexy." I remember I did that one.
God! Just sing the first line. Do you think I... Oh, God, I'd have paid any money to hear you with that, boy. But I know how it is. We did our thing, which we were not allowed to do, but we did it because it was there.
Yes, I did it, man. You want to hear the first time you played? I was playing at RGR in a stretch. Mm-hmm. And I was in a shop with my little friend. I'm on the ear. I hear the tune. If you want my body. I was happy to be in the parade, right?
And I paid him money for seeing that reaction, boy. Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and how many albums do you have under your belt to date?
Well, I have three albums now. I have like three EPs. I like so much singles I can't even count.
Do you think I'm sexy?
I'm recording so much singles for so many different producers that I can't make an extended album, to be honest.
Oh, God.
But in total, I have three albums ready. I'm working on the next one, because I've got to drop a new one next year. So, that's what I'm doing right now, yeah.
Yeah, and out of all the singles you recorded, which one you think is like your most hit maker single so far?
Waymaker.
Say that again. The question is, which one I think is what?
Which one you think, you know what I mean, would be like your number one hit maker so far?
Well, to me, I am a song called "Today I'm Gonna Try and Change the World. Gonna Take It One Day at a Time." That did very well for me. And even the song you just played, "There Goes My Baby," did really well in England, especially. Actually, David Rattigan contacted me about that song and said, "Tony Anthony, amazing work on this song." You know what I mean? I won an award in England too in 2019. My album, "The Then On Forever," that the song is on, it won the best album for that year in the UK, beating out Morgan Heritage, Jack Kerouac, and all those people. And that, and it was voted by the people.
Well, me not worry when you say you beat out when him.
No, Jack, I'm just saying because listen, I have the name.
None of them can sing like you. I miss Cecil, all right? None of them. Jack, you can't sing like you. Jack, you're singing a nasal thing. Anyway, nobody get me started.
But
Drew, do the interview, yes. None of them can sing like Tony Anthony. I mean, I run up my mouth. You know, Morgan Heritage, nice. In my arrangement, great, and
really, 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 great singers, yeah.
Yeah.
And Graham's Margan, one of my favorite singers too.
Yeah, Graham's one of my favorite singers too. But no,
yeah,
I can't sing.
I like his tone and everything, yeah.
No, I can't sing like
So what's up your sleeve going forward for Tony Anthony?
Well, right now, musically, as I say, I'm in the studio right now. I just dropped Waymaker a few weeks ago. I'm in the January. I have a compilation album that I'm producing. I have Sizzla on it. I have Luciano on it. I have a few artists on there, plus myself and a few Canadian artists. We're dropping that in January. And then I've told myself that, you know what? This COVID thing, I hope me, I saw a lot of things. We don't know how long we're there. So I'm just going to put out music. So I have a new album coming out in 2022 like and lots of singles. Just got a record tune and put it out there to hear more Tony Anthony. Because people have been asking for it for a long time, and I've been hesitating. I don't know why. But now my eyes are open. I have to put music out there and make people hear more of me.
Yes. Yeah.
Do you do a lot of your own writing, or you have someone that writes with you?
No, when I do original, it's usually my songs, you know. And I usually write my own songs, to be honest with you. I do, like my last album, Then On Forever, I purposely chose to do an album of remakes. Songs that I like and give my version of it. But this new album coming up is going to be mostly original. My first two albums was mostly original. This one's going to be mostly original. Maybe put a two more remix on there and something like that. But, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things is that I admire about you, and I like singers. I don't know how many times I'm going to say that, but I love singers, right? And you touched a little bit on a friend of mine who had done this song, Mr. Dobby Dobson. So I'm going to touch a little bit on it. Stop that tune, because let me tell you something. Dobby Dobson was one of my favorite singers, and you have complimented him. It made me feel like me want to sing. I mean, can't sing too well, you know, but I mean, Tony Anthony, what does it takes to really do a song like this? I mean, you know, the man out there would do it already. You know what I mean? I don't know what to say. It's a beautiful rendition of Wonderful Sound by Dobby Dobson.
When I decided I'm going to do remakes, I did my research and I listened to most of the versions of this song in particular. Knew the Dobby Dobson version from a long time. Mama used to play it a lot in the house. But I also listened to the Tom Jones version. Tom Jones is one of my all-time favorite singers. I love Tom Jones.
Yes,
really can sing. And the other version of Wonderful Song. So I listened to both of them and say, you know what? If I'm going to remake this song, I have to make it in a way that when people listen to my version, they're not going to say, yo, he make a mess of the song. He's going to say, yo, you know what? He's up there with everybody else. So I practiced and I listened to them note for note. And then the producer, as I tell you, I feel note was for note. Work with. The producer that I work with here in Toronto, I Feel Joseph, he's not even from Jamaica. I Feel Joseph is from Dominica, but he's a great musician, and he has a beautiful ear. You can hear these things. And when I went and I voiced this song, this guy worked me, man, for real. He worked me in the studio, but I'm glad for that work.
Yes.
Every time I voice with him and I listen back to what I've done, I'm always amazed. You know what I mean? So we knew we had to do a good job of it, and then I'd send it to Willie Lindo. Send it to Willie to mix
who?
To mix it for me and the master. Willie Lindo. Willie
who?
Mix this. Willie Lindo mix
who?
This for me, master.
Who?
Willie Lindo.
Willie Lindo. That's my first guitarist in any band that I ever sang with. a band called Viscounts. There were two guitarists, the lead guitarist, who was the band leader, Ira Bramfield and Willie Lindo.
Yeah, man. And for all who don't know who Willie Lindo is, he produced I Wanna Wake Up With You. He produced One Dance with Barry Zaman and all those type of songs. And he actually, Willie Lindo produced Ken Boo, big tune, you know, what's it called? Everything I Want. Even though Light Chalmers' name is on the production, he's the one who did the actual producing for that song. And Dennis Brown, Love Has Found Its Way. You see that album that Love Has Found Its Way that Joe Gibbs produced, that one of Dennis Brown's best album, to me his best album.
I think
Willie
so
Lindo
too.
Was the man who produced that album.
So Tony, what is it in the future for Tony Anthony? We got to wrap it up, but tell me, what is it in the future for Tony Anthony?
Well, as you know, let me tell you something about it. I run this organization in Toronto called Reggae North, where because there's so much talented artists in Canada that I have seen over the years, and I've seen so much of them gone by way because there's nothing, nobody here helping them. So I've been here for 30 years, as I told you, and I've noticed that the music scene hasn't changed a bit. It hasn't changed. Because everybody's just doing everything for themselves and not realizing that we're not working together, and together we can make a difference. So Reggae North, I got together with artists, musicians, producers, and we formed this organization where we're trying to put reggae artists in Canada in the limelight. So we have a magazine that we run online right now. It's reggaenorth.ca or reggaenorthca.com, where each week we profile people like radio people like yourself who have been playing music and building music in Canada, DJs, singers, musicians, trying to make people in Canada know that we exist or they're good artists, they're doing great music. Because I don't think it's the people's fault. They're not hearing what we're doing. So this is what Reggae North is trying to do, is try to expose the music in Canada, let the people on the outside hear what we're doing. And maybe they would come on and support us more. So people can check out the website. It's reggaenorthca.com. And artists in Montreal, because I featured a few Montreal artists already. I featured Vernon Maytunes. I featured, what's that DJ called? I forget his name. Vernon and a few more people I've featured from Montreal. But we're open to feature other artists from Montreal if they send us their music or send us their profile and we check it out. We're not promised that we're going to put out everybody or you know, write an article on everybody. But if your music is up to the standard that we're trying to push to the people, we'll definitely put it out there. So they can send check out the Reggae North website. I mean, check out reggaenorthca.com. They can check out our Instagram page, which is Reggae North, and send us a message. They'll see our email on there, send us their music, and then we'll check it out and let people know that what they're doing in Canada, because this is very important. And to be honest, the response to the website has been amazing, because when you guys have time, check it out, reggaenorthca.com. And we've been featuring artists since 6 months ago we started, and it's growing, and it's building. Even artists from out of Canada are now contacting us to profile their stuff on the site. So, you know what I mean? So I'm working on that hard, and we have so much more to come with Reggae North is concerned. So that's one other thing I'm working on. And personally, as I said, my album is we're coming out with a new album next year. But first in January, dropping a compilation. It's going to feature a few Canadian artists, myself and Luciano and a few more artists. So look out for that.
That's my friend, Luciano. Let the people know about the radio station that you're on, please.
Yes, yeah, so I have a radio show in Florida. It's called Blaze FM, WJUP 103.9 LPFM. I have two shows on there, and Thursday from 6 until 9 p.m. and Sundays from 4 until 7 p.m. If you want to listen to the shows, just go to blazefm.com, blazefm.com, tomorrow evening, 4 to 7 p.m., my oldest show, so you can take a listen to it. And that's, again, to when artists send me their music here in Canada. I usually, if it's up to the standard that I'm talking about, I will play it on my show. And you know the funniest thing, Stretch? I've been playing Amoy, I've been playing all these artists, and they have songs that they are calling old songs. And when I play these songs, I'm getting contacts from DJs within Florida and from around the world wanting their older music, thinking that's new to them, right?
Yes.
So the point is, that's what I'm trying to do, establish Canadian music outside in the forum that I have. You know what I mean? And hope other people will follow suit, because there are talented people here doing great music. Because when I play a Canadian artist music stretch, I don't play and say from Canada. I say that sometimes, but not all the time. I will play it with a Barry Salmon. I'll play with everybody else. You can't tell the difference in quality. Because it's the same. You know what I mean?
So true.
Barry is more famous. Barry is just famous, but the music quality is compatible.
Yes.
So we're doing a great job here. We're doing great music here. And we just need people to hear us more and support us more and try to build an industry here.
That has always been our problem.
I wanted to ask you a question, Tony Anthony. Working on this Reggae North project, right? Mm-hmm. Are there any artists that sent you stuff and you're like, wow, is there anyone out there that we don't know about that knock you off of your feet when you hear their content?
Actually, there's a young man I featured 2 weeks ago called Onique, O-N-I-Q-U-E. You can Google him. He has an amazing voice. And when he sent me stuff, I was like, yo, this guy has potential to take it to the next level. You know what I mean? And there's artists like Amoy and all those people here already who they just need the right breakthrough. You know, like even myself, I've been doing this for many years. And whenever I go out of Canada, people wondering, how comes I haven't heard of you more? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. How comes I haven't heard about you more? You know what I mean? But we know it's a struggle. We know that people on the outside are not going to push us how we want to be pushed. And people here are not supporting us enough. Because if we can strengthen our base here in Canada, you know, people will come here to search for us, or search for artists, if people in Canada start support our music. You understand me? Because Jamaican music is big because Jamaicans support it. You know what I'm saying? So if we do that here, Canadians... And there's so much West Indian here in Canada, like over 300,000 of us here. If we start supporting our own man in certain way, you'll be surprised how the world will follow suit.
Yep. I agree with you, Tony. We got to wrap it up. It's 6:45 in the evening hours. Yes. And for those of you who are just joining us, I just want to say thank you all. Drew, open the line. A lady on want to ask Tony something, but you'll have to pay me some money if you want to talk to Tony Anthony. I know he's... Hello?
It's Jewel. Hi, Tony.
Hello, how are you doing?
I saw in my home that I have your album.
Ah, thank you so much.
I'm trying to figure out how I got it.
Let me tell you where you get it, man. You got it from that Mother's Day thing that came 2 years ago, man. And you bought one of the album from me.
No.
What?
Did you pass through the reggae festival at any time?
No, I've been there. I performed there since in 2019 at Brian Cutler did a show and I was there.
Yes.
And I performed there and I was some school there. And then a few months later, I came to the Mother's Day.
Okay.
Up there. So those are the two places that I performed, and I sold a lot of albums. To be honest with you, so maybe somebody bought it from me and gave it to you.
No. You give it to me yourself.
Okay. All right. Well, you don't remember where?
Because the album is in my.
It wasn't that good, Tony.
It's called Now, Then, and Forever.
Yeah, then, Now, and Forever. Yes.
And you gave me that album, and you signed it too.
I think it's I don't know. As I said, it's either the Mother's Day show or the show that Brian Cutler put on a few
it's
months
possible.
Ago.
It's possible, yeah. But I know I heard the voice before.
Listen,
and
Joel.
I went back into my archives and realized that I have your album in my house.
Listen, Joel.
Play more, and I'm sure you're going to love it more, too.
Yes.
I will. Take care, and God bless, and I wish you much success because you deserve it.
Thank you very much.
You're a great singer.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Hey, Tony, it wasn't so good when you gave it to her.
Well,
just kidding. Thank you, Tony Anthony. Beautiful entertainer, beautiful singer. I'm listening. You know what? I'm a bit, I'm going to play this Waymaker one more time because I play your songs as we go along. And when you give a lady something, you should remember when you gave it to her. Why am I saying this to Tony? You know, a stretch not normal in the head, right?
It's hard stretch, man. You know, we perform all over the place. I'm always on the move. So
you're telling me.
I remember everyone.
You're telling me. I remember this young lady. My wife is standing to my left, and she says, "I know you. You are stretched," and I just kind of bit my tongue. I said, "You sure you did?" Meanwhile, the wife is looking out the corners of her eyes. I said, no. Nothing went on. Tony Anthony, it's a joy.
Thank you, sir.
Enjoyed talking with you, enjoyed your company. And we got to do this again. I promise.
Whenever you're ready, man, just let me know, man. Just let me know.
Yes, for sure. Take care of Toronto, Canada. They need somebody like you.
You know what, Stretch?
Mm-hmm.
I think we should get Tony Anthony on during the Christmas holidays and get him to sing a couple Christmas songs. He'll sound real good singing that.
Of course.
You know, Jingle Bells or something like that.
No. Oh, God. Everybody singing Jingle Bells.
I have a Christmas song that I recorded a few years ago. I'll send it to MP3, and I'm sure you're going to love it.
You're going to sing it live with us on CKUT 90.3 FM. So send it.
No problem.
But
no
we
problem.
Will sing it. All right, my brother, I thank you.
Take care, man. Thanks for having me, eh?
Be good. If you can be careful, good. Take care.
Respect.
Tony Anthony. Respect. Anthony, I love this singer. And, as some people are saying, Drew.
Yes, sir.
How is your mom?
Man, the fish cakes.
Damn, them fish cakes nice. That's why I'm asking. You know? How is your mom on the fish cakes?
What happened to your fish cakes, Stretch?
I don't know. My grandson's. Remember, you got a friend when you listen to CKUT 90.3 FM, and right now the voice of Tony Anthony. Standing tall in the hearts of lovers and others.
Wake up now!
Wake up now! I'm a telling you!
Everybody!
Everybody!
No more sleeping in bed!
Good evening to you! We got 7 more minutes to go.
What you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up.
Gonna end its segment. Of course, my brand new, this is brand new coming from Tony Anthony. But I love it so much, I'm gonna play it back for you just before I say goodbye. Alright, it's called We Maker. Hey, standing tall in the hearts of people who love good music. Hey, hey. This is We Maker. Gotta wrap it up at CKUT 90.3 FM.
I worship you.
Oh, you are. I worship you.
Working in this place. I worship
Tony Anthony.
I worship you.
For us, we gotta go. We got 3 minutes to go. Wanna thank you, Tony Anthony. I worship the vocals that you bring to the station. It's beautiful. Folks, for those of you who have joined us and hung out with us, I thank you very much because you're the ones who make the station works. Wanna say thanks to Louise and the crew. Y'all made this station work. So I'm going to leave you. You know, I'm going to leave you with my favorite song. All right? It's people like you that I can say muchas gracias. Merci beaucoup. People like you make me do this for 30 years.
If you give a little more,
if you give a little more than you take.
And if you try to fix more than you break.
Good evening to you.
Who takes the time to help us?
Montreal,
in the rain.
The world at large.
There's a place for people like you.
Good evening, WFFR. Sunshine Radio. May the blessings flow with you.
And lend a voice to those who...
Bye-bye.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, don't let your pain... Don't let your actions be the pain of others. Bye-bye.
If you give a little more
than
you take...
Megan.
And if you try to fix more than you break... If you're the kind who takes the time to help a stranger in the rain, there's a place for people like you.
If you stand up for those down on their knees and lend a voice to those who cannot speak, if you shine.